Started?
Yep.
Sif Vav, Veses Hayamin. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Kashem Shekovas Veses Behaflaga Miyamim Shavim, Vishenim Shavim, Kach Kovas Veses Biyameh HaChodesh, Uviyameh HaShavua, Shavim Vishenim Shavim. So what does Biyameh HaShavua mean? What is a Veses HaShavua? So, and why is it different than Haflaga? Because presumably every Veses HaShavua, let's say every Wednesday, will also be a Veses HaFlaga, right? If it's every Wednesday, it's a HaFlaga of 7 days, or 8 days technically, the way we count. If it's a HaFlaga of every fourth Wednesday, so then it's a 29-day Veses HaFlaga. What is the significance of a Veses HaShavua that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about here? So the Shach, first of all, gives an example. His example is that she sees Sifkat Yodalad, Kegon Shirasa Becha B'Shabbos, V'Chazer Rasa B'Shlosha Shal Shavuos Becha B'Shabbos, V'Chazer V'Rasa B'Shal Shavuos Becha B'Shabbos, Kaval of SS B'Shal Shavuos Becha B'Shabbos. Now, why didn't he give the standard example? Like, when I read the Shulchan Aruch, I thought that meant like every Wednesday. So presumably the answer is because then she would be Tamei Liolam, right? If she had a Wednesday Veses. So he gives a different example, every third Wednesday. And the Shach writes that Pashat, this is Pashat. Okay. It's Pashat to the Shach. It's not so Pashat, though. Why is it not so Pashat? Because the Shach says this happens in three times. Right, she sees every third Wednesday three times in a row. Now, the reason why that's a chiddush is because there's really only two examples, right? In other words, do you have three examples of the same pattern or two? If your pattern is every third Wednesday, and she sees Wednesday, and then 21 days later, and then 21 days later, how many examples of every third Wednesday do you have?
Three.
Really only two. Going back, you could, in other words, the first Wednesday is not an example of every third Wednesday. You see, if it was, the Veses was every Wednesday, so then if you had Wednesday, 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 three Wednesdays in a row, then you'd have three examples of the Veses, right? But if you have Wednesday, and then 21 days later, and then 21 days later, you really only have two examples of every third Wednesday. Whatever it is, I'm just saying that even though the Shach writes this is Pashat, it's not Pashat. Maybe the Shach thinks that because you couldn't possibly have a Veses before 18 days, as we talked about earlier, so the first option is Wednesday, is 21 days later. So this is really actually three examples. This is a Veses of every Wednesday, like the Shulchan Aruch says, Bimei Shavua. It's a Wednesday Veses. Every Wednesday that it's shayach, she sees. It's shayach to be a part of a Veses pattern. And therefore, you could say fundamentally you have three examples, because every single Wednesday possible, she sees. Not so obvious, but that's what the Shach understands the Shulchan Aruch, because he sees no other option. Now, what are the nafgaminas between a Veses HaShavua versus a standard Haflaga? So the first nafgamina we just said, which is it takes one fewer time to get, right? Because how many Re'ios do you need for a Veses HaFlaga?
Four.
Veses HaShavua, you only need three. So that's nafgamina number one, why you need this Chiddush of Veses HaShavua, because it could be established in one less time. Another nafgamina that the Plasy writes, so over here, Sivkat and Ches, is what happens if there's a Hemsheikh? Let me give you an example. Let's just say, so in the Shach's example, it's basically a 22-day Veses, right? So she sees Wednesday, and then 3 weeks later, another Wednesday, and then the third time, instead of starting on Wednesday, she starts on Monday. And she sees Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So now, if it was a Haflaga Veses, so that's Nakira, right? Because a haflaga is defined as the time between the previous ri'ya and the beginning of this ri'ya. But the place, he assumes, that that will not be considered an akira of a veses hashavua, because l'maisa you saw on Wednesday. You saw on Wednesday, and then 3 Wednesdays later you saw, and then 3 Wednesdays later you saw. Since haflaga is defined as the period of time between two ri'yos, so if you start early, that's a contradiction to that haflaga. It's not a haflaga of 22 if you start at 20. But if l'maisa you saw on all 3 Wednesdays, then that is not a contradiction. That is the shita of the placey. Now, she sees on Wednesday. 3 weeks later, next Wednesday, she sees. Then, in 19 days later, she sees. Right? She starts on Monday, and she sees Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So did she have a ri'ya 3 Wednesdays in a row? Yeah.
That goes back to the question.
So it's not an akira.
It's not the tchilas ri'ya, but it is.
So when it comes to haflaga, you always have to look at the tchila.
Right.
But it's not necessarily the place he thinks when it comes to a vasis. We'll talk about, we talked about it by chodesh, and the same thing. But if you're going to hold by chodesh that it's not necessarily... The kovei is not just when you started, but whether or not you had a re'iyah on that yom lachodesh. So here, a vesas l'shavua will have that same model as chodesh, right? So that's another nafgamina between a vesas hashavua versus just a regular old vesas haflaga, right? That was, those are two nafgaminas. Our question is, why do you need a vesas shavua if you already have a vesas haflaga? We have two nafgaminas. The first, everybody would agree to. The second is, as you're noting, Talhina Machlokas. Now, a very important question with respect to Veses HaShavua is in a standard case. A Veses HaShavua will always, if it continues, will always turn into a flaga, right? So, what is the halacha? Will we continue to see it as a Veses HaShavua, or will we say no? Once you have that fourth ri'ya, it'll transform into a typical haflaga. This question, I was asked this question a couple of weeks ago, actually. There's a woman who had a vesas hashavua. So it was every 4 weeks. She saw, let's say, every fourth Wednesday, right? For 3 Wednesdays in a row. So now she has a what? Vesas hashavua. Okay, then 4 Wednesdays later, she saw again. So do we say now she has a standard vesas haflaga, right? It would be a 29-day haflaga. Do we say that she has a standard haflaga and no longer see this as a veses hashavua? Or do we say no, that the chumras of veses hashavua continue to apply? So if you saw the Pischei Tshuva, Sif Katan Dalad discusses this very point and quotes a machlokas haposkim about this. The Chavos Das is cited as saying, de'im kvar nikva veses lahaflaga, de'hainu shirasa kvar dalad pa'amim kach, Daz nikba veses laflago shavos l'chav beis yom shuv einacho sheshes rak laflago v'loli mea shavua v'nafgamina im hefsiku o richka riosa. We'll explain what that means in 1 second. Uve crazy place yiniach b'tzarch iyan. Crazy place, he was unsure about this. According to the Chavos Das, though, because haflaga is a more standard veses, once it can become a veses haflaga, we forget about a veses shavua. Now, what's the nafgamina? So let's give the example that he said. Let's imagine the following scenario, right? So she sees Wednesday 4 times in a row, each one, you know, every fourth Wednesday 4 times in a row. And then the next time, instead of being on the 29th day, she sees on the 31st day, right? So when is her next veses? If you assume, like the Chavos Das, that the old veses is, the veses of Shavua is replaced by veses haflaga, so then she's going to be choshesh for 29 days from day 31, right? But if you assume that the veses hashavua continues, so then it's going to be the fourth Wednesday, right? So, in other words, just like by Veses HaChodesh, when you mess up, not you mess up, but there's a stira to the vesis. Once it's kavua, you still have to be choshish for the next. You know, you have a vesis achodesh for fifth of the month. So if the next month, 1 month you see on the seventh, it doesn't matter. The next month you're back to the fifth. So you'd be back to the fourth every fourth Wednesday if you assume like the crazy placey. Whereas if you assume like the chavos das, you've lost your vesis hashavua, and now we just have a standard vesis aflaga, and you'll be choshesh for the 29th day from the 31st. So if you held like, if you're choshesh for the placey, things would be very complicated. Very complicated, right? It's sort of like a quasi-minyan haroi. Anyway, but I think we assume like the chavos das.
So okay. Only switch at the fourth re'iyah?
Yeah, right. That's so exactly this point. That's when the chavos das says. Well, chavos das says once you have the fourth re'iyah, so then you forget about this being a vesis shavua, and it's a standard vesis haflaga.
That's only the fifth. It's the fourth one is regular vesis shavua.
Yeah, that was what happened in the shaila that I was asked. She had four haflagos.
Right.
On
going forward. What
going forward, we just do treat it as standard haflaga. Yeah. Well, the place is unsure, but the place is saying, look, if this is a bona fide vesis, so why wouldn't you continue to treat it as a bona fide vesis?
So who says that it's
Necker? The Chavos Das.
What's the
Oh, the Chavos Das? Because this is a standard vesis. In Shas, we have a vesis aflaga. Yes. So conventional or stronger or more likely, more reasonable. In other words, there are two, if you want to, probably the easier way to say it is, there's two ways to explain this pattern. Either she has a pattern of haflagos, or a pattern of fourth Wednesdays, right? So the easier, more reasonable goreim is the haflaga one. So we'll assume that's the correct one once we can.
Same
yes? Oh, sorry. No. We're going to treat it as a normal vesis haflaga after it's done. Yeah. Yes.
Just to clarify, so let's say you are choshesh the crazy place in the tzad and the chumra, and you still keep the vesis hashavua, so it would be like the fourth Wednesday from that re'iyah that was not normal?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, as I said, you would calculate it from when the previous time would probably be. In other words,
mm-hmm.
every fourth, you could mark it in your calendar for the next 3 months when your vesis is,
right.
When you have a vesis HaChodesh, or Vesas Shavua, according to the Placey. Okay. Sif Zayin. So, there are two deos in Mechaber, how we're koveya a Vesas HaChodesh Ledilog. Right? Ledilog means you jump. So, let's say she sees Tes Vav Nisan, Tes Zayin Iyar, Yud Zayin Sivan, Yud Ches Tamuz. That's the example that the Mechaber gives. So, that is like the opinion of Shmuel, in the Gemara, we talked about this last time, that Re'iyah Rishona is not Mitzdarif. Why? Because they were not Bahaflag of Shavos. But the Yesh Omrim would say that even if she only saw Tes Vav Nisan, Tes Zayin Iyar, Yud Zayin Sivan, then she would be Kovas Vesas. Good. And as we said, we paskin that you should be Choshesh for both of them, Lahachmir. So, the Shach writes that in Sifkan Yud Tes, where Machmir like both Deos, and therefore you'd have to be Choshish for Yud Zayin Tamuz, which is the Vesas She'eno Kavur for the Chodesh, and also Yud Ches Tamuz, which is the Vesas Bedilog. Right? Again, she sees Tes Vav Nisan, Tes Zayin Iyar, Yud Zayin Sivan. So according to Rav, she'd be Choshishes for Yud Ches Tamuz, and according to Shmuel, Yud Zayin Sivan. So Lemaisa, since we paskin like the chumras of both, so she'd have to be choshesh both for Yud Zayin Tamuz and Yud Ches Tamuz.
With the Shach's chumra
of the Or Zeruah? Like we said, whenever there's another tzad to be makel on the Or Zeruah, for sure. The Shach would probably say, yeah, with the Or Zeruahs. Shach thinks the Or Zeruah is mikradit. It's pshita. Okay, Sif Ches. So this is a really exciting one. Dilug Chalila, right? So Tezvav Nisan, Tezayin Iyar, Yud Zayin Sivan, and then the pattern starts again. Tezvav Tamuz, Tezayin Av, Yud Zayin Elul, and then it starts again. Tezvav Tishrei, Tezayin Cheshvan, Yud Zayin Kislev. So this is Dilug Chalila, a very exciting vesis. Now, in Sif, I've never been asked that one. In Sif Tes and Yud Beis, we have the Vesas HaDilug or the Vesas HaSirug. So what does that mean? Every other month, right? Every other month, right? For example, she sees Echad B'Nisan, then Echad B'Sivan, and Echad B'Av. The Beis Yosef and Eshach both write that you only need three Re'ios to create this pattern, and even according to Shmuel, because it's not like Dilug. What's the whole idea of Dilug? Why did Shmuel say for Dilug you need an extra one? Because it's not an example of the pattern. But here, after three times, you have three examples of the pattern, and that would be good enough. That's the opinion of the Beis Yosef and the Shach that Shmuel would agree over here. But the Prisha, and it's quoted by the Shach, says no, that only this statement in the Shulchan Aruch is going according to Rav, but according to Shmuel, you'd need four Re'os, just like Dilug. In other words, he treats Dilug and Sirug the same way. Why? Because it's Meshunah, L'chora. In other words, the question is, why is it that with Dilug we need four, according to Shmuel, not three? So the simple understanding, this is the view of the Beis Yosef and the Shach, is simply that to have three examples of the new pattern, you'll need four Re'os, because the first one isn't an example of the new pattern. Whereas the Prisha seems to understand, anytime it's weird, it's not the standard thing that we would expect, so then you need four examples. Now, even the Shach and the Beis Yosef agree that there's something unusual about here that changes it. For example, you're not choshesh for a vases hasirug until three examples. Because like we said last time, with the standard vestos, there's a vases shenu kavua even after once. With the strange vestos, there's a vases, only once you have established a vases kavua, do you have to be choshesh. So the Shach and the Beis Yosef agree that this is a strange vases, and therefore you only have to be choshesh after three times. They just say that once you have three times, it creates a full-fledged vases kavua. Now, very interesting question dealt with here is, if you have a Vesas HaSirug, would the first Re'ia be min haminyan when it was Lemuda Lifnechein? Right? For example, she sees on Rosh Chodesh Shvat Adar Nisan and then Sivan Av. Right? So she has a Vesas Chodesh for Rosh Chodesh, right? 3 months in a row. And then she skips over to every other month. So she has three examples. So would we say, well, since obviously we accept the Beis Yosef Shach over here, that you only need three examples, so she had three examples of every other month, that's enough? Or no, would we say over here that since the first Rosh Chodesh of those three examples, she were really part of her old Vesas HaChodesh, HaKavua, so it can't join? So the Shach, Sif Katan Chavav, writes, Ein Re'ia Rishona Min HaMinyan. In other words, we look at the old Re'ia, in my example, the Re'ia of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, as part of her old Vesas Kavua. And therefore, the first Sirug is going to be Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And therefore, she's not going to have a Vesas Kavua until, in a sense, four Re'ios.
Is that only if it was Kavua before?
Yes, that? Correct. Now, correct. The Kresi Uplesi, the Machtas HaShakel, based off of the Gemara Bava Kama by Shvarim, where we have that same type of scenario, say, since the Gemara by Shvarim is Mesupak, so you could be Mako and only be Choshesh for the second month, because Vestos der Derabanan. Now, it's interesting why over here you would look backwards and retroactively create a Vesas Kavua by redefining Rosh Chodesh Nisan, especially because you might have thought that since Sirug is sort of the unlikely option, that you shouldn't retroactively redefine your Rosh Chodesh Sivan, right? Which is essentially what the Plesi and the Matzah Shekel are all saying that you should do. So we'll return to this question. This question of, do we ever look backwards to redefine a Re'ia in terms of creating the new Vesas? Do you understand what I mean to retroactively redefine it?
No.
She sees, okay, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So three Rosh Chodeshes in a row, right? Then she skips a month, and she sees Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Then she skips another month, and she sees Rosh Chodesh Av. So she has three examples in a row of Vesas HaSirug, correct?
Tell me, is
Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Sivan, and Av. But you could have also looked at Rosh Chodesh Nisan as the third example of Hervases Kavua of Chodesh. So which one do we do? So Shach says, no, in this case, the priest is right, you'll need a fourth example of Sirug because we'll look at Nisan as part of the past. That's what the Shach says. The other Achronim disagree, right? And they say, no, we'll retroactively redefine it. It's true, of course, obviously, when she saw Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we'll say, ah, Kavala Vases L'Roshi Chadashim, right? But then, after the Re'iyah on Rosh Chodesh Sivan and then the Re'iyah on Rosh Chodesh Av, we'll retroactively redefine it to be the first of a Sirug and not the last of a standard Chodesh, right?
Who holds that we're retroactively changing?
The Plesi, the Machzis HaShekel, and other Achronim who are Masig on the Shach. Okay. Sif Yud Gimel. So this is a very, very, what we're going to do, maybe most of what we said so far today is not the most likely thing, but what we're about to discuss is Sif Yud Gimel and Sif Yud Dalet is the most very, very, very common question. And that basically is how are you oker a Vesas HaFlaga? So let's start with the case in the Shulchan Aruch. She sees Echad Nisan, Chaf Nisan, and then Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So what do you do? So, the Ramah rules, and this is also the view of the Taz, Sifkat Miyot Ches, that Shchish Choshashas Lates Iyar. Right, what's Tes Iyar? That was the Haflaga of 20 from Chaf Nisan. Right? In other words, she sees Aleph Nisan and Chaf Nisan. So what's she going to pencil in for her Haflaga when she sees on Chaf Nisan? Tes Iyar. Right? And the fact that she sees on Rosh Chodesh Iyar doesn't change anything. Once the Veses is penciled in, according to the Ramah, according to the Taz, it stays, it remains in force. What about the following? Echad Nisan, Chaf Nisan, Echad Iyar, Tes Iyar, Chaf Ches Iyar. So the Taz and the Ramah write, she has a Veses Kavua for Haflagos of 20 days. And we ignore Echad B'Iyar. Again, what was the case? She sees Echad Nisan. Maybe everybody should put in calendars. It'll be easier to follow. Echad Nisan, right? Then Chaf Nisan. So we have a gap of a flag of 20. Then she also sees Tes Iyar, which is a gap of 20. And she also sees a gap of... Then she sees Chaf Ches Iyar, which is also a gap of 20. So she has three haflagos, each of 20. The problem is, right in the middle, smack in the middle, she also saw Echad Iyar. So, actually, she had one haflag of 20, then a non-haflag of 20, a non-haflag of 20, and then a haflag of 20. So, I would have said, there's no Veses Kavu of haflaga here. There's two examples with two exceptions, right? But the Ramah Netaz say no, she has a Veses Kavua. And what happened? How do we say that? We see her Re'iyah of Echad B'Iyar as an abnormality. Damim Yisrael. So this goes back, as we mentioned, we said we're going to see other examples of when we redefine things. We see it as an abnormality. And now, that is the reason why the Taz says you have to be Choshesh for Tes Iyar when she sees Aleph Nisan, Chaf Nisan, and then Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Because if she did see on Tes Iyar, she could be Kovas, a Vesis Kavua of Haflagos for 20. And then the Taz says, so any time you can create, this Re'iyah could create a Vesis Kavua, so therefore, you have to be choshish for it. Remember, as we noted in the previous shiurim, Rashi and the Beis Yosef stress, one of the, if not the only, or at least the significant reason for Veses Sheinu Kavua, Shema Tikva La Veses Kavua. So what's the reason why, when she sees Echad Nisan, Chaf Nisan, Echad Iyar, she has to be choshishes for Tes Iyar? It's because maybe she'll be Kovas Veses Kavua for 20. Now the Prisha agrees to the Taz that it would create a Veses Kavua in that case. In other words, Echad Nisan, Chaf Nisan, Echad Iyar, tes iyar, chaf ches iyar, that would create a veses kavua. He just doesn't think you have to be choshish for it. If it happens, she sees chaf ches, she has a veses kavua for 20 days, haflagos, but she doesn't have to be choshish for tes shabo. And the Taz says, what are you talking about? Anytime it would create a veses kavua, you always have to be choshish for veses she'eino kavua, unless it's like Dilug or Sirug or one of those strange things. So that's the opinion, just one second, of the Taz. The Shach in the Nekudas HaKesa says, there's no Vesas here. There's no Vesas. Why? Because he says, every Vesas she'eino kavua is Nekar after one time. So when she sees on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the Vesas Haflag of 20 is Nekar. There's no such thing as a Vesa Sheno Kavua remaining in force after it was Nekar. And the Shach says, anyway, the Taz would agree that the Ramah's understanding of the Ramban is wrong. It doesn't make any sense. So there's no Rishon that holds like the Ramban, and the Ramban is against the Ramah. And therefore, the Shach unequivocally rejects this. Now, what does the Ramban say? So the Ramban, we're going to say the Pashas of Ramban, not like the Ramah Vedasa Ramban. The Pashas of the Ramban is like this, and this is the view of the Ramban, the Beis Yosef, and the Shach, is you don't have to be Choshesh for Tes Iyar. Now, I just want to clarify one point. Why is this different than Vesas HaChodesh? We've talked about Vesas HaChodesh before. In the case of Vesas HaChodesh, we said that if she sees on the 3rd of the month, and then she sees on the 20th of the month, the next month she has to be Choshesh for the 3rd and the 20th, right? So, and the Shach would agree to that point. So why is the Shach disagreeing? Why is this case different, at least if you hold like the Shach, right? So the answer is very simple. The way the Prisha puts it is, V'lo dami leves zachodesh, daminan af al gav derasa v'esrim benisan tzricha lachos levosh chodesh iyar, v'lo aminan Debrias Esrim Nakra Veses de Yom Rosh Chodesh. Hainu Mishom de Veselim Yachodesh. Tola Dafka. Ba Oso Yom. Darminat Oso Yom Gorim Hariya. In other words, when is a Veses Sheno Kavua Nakar? When you have a Stira to the Veses Sheno Kavua. So, if you have a Veses Sheno Kavua for a flag of 20, and then you see after 10, that's a Stira. A flog of 10 is a stira to a flog of 20. If you have a vesas, a flog of 20, you expect to see after 20 days. It's not true for vesa chodesh. If you have a vesa chodesh, so she sees on the 3rd of the month, so that means we expect her to see on the 3rd of the month. It doesn't say that she's not going to see on the 20th. So therefore, if she sees on the 20th, that vesas sheino kavua of the 3rd is still there. There wasn't a stira to her expected vesas. So memela, you have to be choshish. Whereas over here, when it comes to aflaga, that's not true. Now we're going to explain that a little more, but we need some more information to explain this. So we're going to get to some more rayos in the Rishonim and Sif Yadalad. Now just a couple of points, first of all. So what does the Shach say? So the Shach in Sif Katan Lamed Aleph writes that the idea is, like we said, when it comes to aflaga, you always look at the previous ri'ya, and you calculate the aflaga from the previous ri'ya. So, in a sense, then, the Shach is actually disagreeing with the Taz on two points. Number one, the Shach holds that aflaga k'tzara is okeres aruka, and as opposed to, like we said, for the Vesa Chodesh. And number two is you always calculate the aflaga from the previous ri'ya, right? So there's two reasons why you don't have to be choshesh for tes iyar, according to the Shach. Number one is because the aflaga ktsara, whatever it was, like 12 days, was oker the aruka of 20 days. So 20 days is gone. And number two is anyway, you always calculate the ves aflaga from the previous riya. So even if it wasn't nakar, right, it would be calculated, the 20 days wouldn't be calculated from chaf nisan, they would be calculated from Rosh Chodesh Iyar, right? Even if he agreed that the Chaf wasn't Nekar. He thinks the Chaf is Nekar, it's gone. But even if it wasn't Nekar, so you'd calculate Chaf from Rosh Chodesh, not Chaf from the previous time. So there's basically, again, there's two debates over here between the Shach and the Taz.
Doesn't the Taz say that Mefurish later that you only count from the previous Riyah?
Well, not over here. We're going to get there. He thinks you calculate from that. We're going to talk about, you're talking about when he talks about Minyan Arayi. We'll get there. But here he says that once you pencil in the Veses, right, in this case, she sees Aleph Nisan, Chaf Nisan, you pencil in Tes Iyar, it stays in force, right? Shach says that's wrong for two reasons. Number one, when she sees Rosh Chodesh Iyar, so the Veses Ktsara is Oker the Aruka. And number two is, even if it wasn't Nakar, it's always calculated from here, not from there. Good? So that is that. Now, the Beis Yosef, by the way, over here, I don't want to get into it now, but he has a totally different explanation. He thinks that the reason is because Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Iyar are seen as the Iker Veses, and Chaf is Damim Yaserim. And therefore, you're not Choshesh for all the Vestos that were built off of Chaf. In other words, she sees Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Chaf Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So since she saw two in a row on Rosh Chodesh, we're going to go ahead and reassess Chaf and say, oh, Chaf was Damim Yaserim, and therefore you don't have to be Choshesh for Tess. As the Shach says, you don't have to be Choshesh for Tess because of the two reasons we said. The Beis Yosef says you don't have to be Choshesh for Tess because when we look back, we see Chaf was just a joke. It was weird. It was abnormal. Damim Yaserim. But anyway. Yeah. Yeah. That's the sheet of basis. Okay, so now we're going to continue to talk about that, but to further this discussion, we have to study Sif Yadalad. So to understand Sif Yadalad, we have to see the Gemara in Samach Dalad Manal. The Gemara over there said, Tani Kavasi Rav Papa, Haishali Mudalios, Roa, Yom Esrim, Vishimsa Liom Shoshim, Zevazi Asurim. Right? So far, so good. She switches from day, she has a Vasis Kavua for 20, presumably, she switches to 30. So she's a sewer both 20 and 30. Yigia yom esrim v'lo rasa, mutaris l'shamish ad yom shloshim, v'choshesh yom shloshim. Yigia yom shloshim rasa, yigia yom esrim v'lo rasa, yigia yom shloshim v'lo rasa, yigia yom esrim v'rasa, hoter yom shloshim. Right. So now the question is, what does this mean? So according to Rashi and Nirash, we're talking here about a vesis hachodesh. Right, again, what's the line we're trying to figure out what it means? It says, right, she sees, let's say, 20, 20, 20. Then it says 30, 30. Then she skips, and then she sees 20. So how could you possibly have that? 20 from what? Right? 20, 20, 20, 30, 30, skip, 20. So 20 from what? That last 20 is from where? So says Rashi, and Rashi, it must be, we're talking not about a Veses HaFlag over here, but a Veses of Chodesh. So that's very simple. She sees 20th of the month, 20th of the month, 20th of the month, 30th of the month, 30th of the month, nothing the next month, and then 20th of the month. So Kamash Malon, the Gemara is telling you that 20 comes back to be her Veses. In other words, she goes back to having a Veses on 20, and it's Chozel Makomo. And even though there were 3 months in a row where she didn't see on the 20th of the month, that doesn't matter. Since it was there was no new Veses created. So when she sees again on the 20th of the month, she goes back to her old Veses of the 20th of the month. That is the way the Rashi explained the Gemara. Happens to be that this Gemara, as understood, this halacha that I just said, is not appear anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. Oh. Now how does the Ramban explain this Gemara? As we already mentioned, the Ramban al-Chidushim does not like the idea of Veses HaChodesh. Doesn't seem to make any sense. So how are you going to explain this Gemara without a Veses HaChodesh? Says the Ramban, it's going to be like this. It's talking about a flaga. So she has a flaga of 20, 20, 20, three in a row, then 30, 30, good, then 40. Kamash Malan what? That 20 is Choser Limakomo. Why? Because what's 40? 40 is Minyan Arowi for 20. Everyone got the case? 20, 20, 20, 30, 30, 40. What's 40? 40 is Minyan Arowi of 20.
Multiple, is that what you're saying? Multiple, it's multiple Minyan Arowi?
Yeah. Now, even though we don't usually follow Minyan Arowi, we do here because we have no other Re'iyah to look at. That's basically the way the Ramban explains it. So we're going to retroactively look back and say, what's the most logical way to explain the 40? The most logical way to explain the 40 is minyan haroi of 20. In other words, we're not choshish for minyan haroi. It doesn't say you have to be choshish for 40, right? She sees 20-20-20, 30-30. Okay, she doesn't, obviously that next month she'll have to be choshishes for the 20th day, but she doesn't see anything, right? Then she'll have to be choshish for the 30th day, she doesn't see anything. L'chatchil, you don't have to be choshish for 40. But if it happens on 40, we'll say, 40 is basically 20. It's a minyan haroi on 20. Because we could see it as an application of it. Since we could see this as fitting into a pattern, we're going to say it's part of a pattern. Of course, that's what Vestas are all about.
If it's the same Vestas.
Yeah. In other words, we have a way to see this as an application of the pattern. And therefore, we do, in fact, see it as an application of the pattern.
Even though it was... Are we assuming like the 30 was a strange 20?
We're saying, no. We're saying she has a vesis kavu of 20. A flaga. So this, her vesis kavu said she...
20, 20, 20. So now, we expect her to see over here on 20, but she doesn't see. Said she sees on 30. Right? Good. So now we're going to expect her to see 20 from 30, right? But she doesn't, again, instead she sees 30, right? Now, we expect her to see, again, 20 from 30, because it hasn't yet been that car. She doesn't see. She doesn't see 30 either, but she sees over here 20 from 20, right? So when we have this riyah, it's total 40, when she does see, she put it in brackets, right? When she sees here, how do we look at this? We could say this is just strange, or we could say no. This is a vesis of 20 from 20, because 20 is the gorim, right? Now, we're not going to say l'chatchila you have to be choshish for 20, because we don't accept minin haroi, but when we see a pattern of minin haroi, we'll retroactively interpret it as an example of this pattern. That's what the Ramban says. So with that in mind, now let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, more or less the same type of thing as in a Torah, is like this. Right? Liros Yom Esrim. Vishinsa Liom Shloshim. Zavizasurim. Kshigia Yom Esrim Liria Shloshim. Asura Mishim Vesarishon. Vim Lorasa Boch Oshesh Liom Shloshim. Shinsa Pa'amayim Liom Shloshim. Zavizasurim. Shinsa Shlosh Pa'amim Liom Shloshim. Hutter. Yom Esrim, Vinasa, Yom Shloshim. All that's Pashat. But this is the tricky line. Vim La'achar, Sheshinsa Pam O Pamayim, Liom Shloshim. She was Mishdana twice, in our example, to Yom Shloshim. Then Rasa Lesof Chaf. Chazar Vases Shel Chaf Limakom, Avotar Shloshim. So the Pashat Shan Shulchan Aruch is what? Very simple. 20, 20, 20, 30, 30, 20. Right? Not this fancy case. Right? 20, 20, 20, 30, 30, 20. That's a simple understanding. Now the problem with that understanding is what's the chiddush? We already know that. What's the chiddush here? So this Taz, Sifkan Chafches, the Badana Yantif, which is quoted in Shach Sifkan Mem, and this is the Pashtus in the Ramban, who writes that this Alfuke the Ravid, this is also the view of the Plesi, the Graz, the Lechem Asimla, all say that the chiddush is, it's only because it's chozer to the Vesas Kavua that you don't have to be choshesh for Yom Shloshim. B'lav hachi, we would say, haflaga k'tzara eina okaris aruka. So let's do this case. Right? We're going to go here. Okay? So she sees 20, 20, 20, 30, 30, 20. What does she have to be choshesh for next? Says the Shulchan Aruch, only 20, not what? Not 30 from 20. Why not? Why not? Because she had a Vesas Kavua. So we see this 20 as an example of a Vesas Kavua. And when you have a Vesas Kavua, do you have to be Choshesh for Vesto, Shein, and Kavuo? No. So therefore, you don't have to be Choshesh for 30 after this 20. You don't have to be Choshesh for this. But you see from here, from the Lashon de Shulchan Aruch, that's only because she had a Ves Kavua 20. Let's say she didn't have a Ves Kavua 20. Let's say we erase these. She sees 20, 30, 30, 20. So now, she'll have to be Choshesh's for 20 and 30, fine. Then she sees again on 20, says all these Achronim, most Achronim, as I said, this is the way the Shulchan Aruch is understood by the Taz, the Madana Yantif, Pashas and the Ramban, the Plesi, the Graz, Lech and the Simlam, probably most Achronim. She'll still have to be Choshesh for 30 from 20. But one second, why does she have to be Choshesh for 30? Obviously, she's got to be Choshesh for 20 as well. But why does she have to be Choshesh for 30 from this 20? Why? Because was 30 ever Neka? No. Why? You see from this Shulchan Aruch that a Veses Haflaga Ktsara is not Oker a Haflaga Aruka. Why? It's not a Stira. It's not a Stira. To be Oker a Veses, you need a Stira. Why didn't you see on day 30 this time? Only because you didn't have that chance yet, because you saw on day 20. But maybe 30 is also your going. So, I'm sorry?
So you need to see, well, you need, she needs to live longer without someone in order for it to actually be considered a steroid.
Oh, so we're going to see how far you take this. But
you say that's a best couple of 30 now?
No.
Why?
What you, oh, she sees on 30? No, there's
you need, is 20 like a placeholder for the next 30? Why not? If it's not ochre, how can it, it's kind of in between? Like, what, it's not ochre, but it's also...
No, because you need...
No, the last, I mean, those two
30s. Well, this, she didn't actually see it. I was just saying what she has to host.
But if she were to see that, would that, meaning, is it also like a placeholder for the next one, so you can start at 3:30?
No.
So it's not ochre, but it's also not...
Correct. It's still there. It might be going. Now, we'll see more about that question. We'll see more about that question. Now. So that's the view of, as I said, the Taz. We'll call that the Taz for now. According to the Shach, that is impossible because he holds that, as we mentioned before, the Vesis Ktsara Vaflaga is Oker Aruka. So what's the pshat over here in the Shulchan Aruch? So the Shach writes in the Nekudas HaKasef, we are talking about a case where there was another Re'iyah. What's the Shulchan Aruch talking about? 20, 20, 20, 30, 30, 35, 20. And the Chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch is even though she has the Vesas Kavua of 20 was Nekar three times, right? Because she saw 30, 30, 35. Still, it's Chozer LeMakomo because with even one Re'i of 20 because it wasn't totally Nekar. Now, L'chora, this is a very dochak reading of the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah for that matter. They forgot to mention that Re'i of 35 in the middle. But that's what he says. It's also Dochak in the Lashon of Hutter Shloshim, because it's obvious that Hutter Shloshim, right? Because she saw 35, Mechatesi, to be Choshesh for 30. Sounds like the only reason why, from the Shulchan Aruch, the only reason why you're not Choshesh for it is because the Vesas Kavua of 20 comes back. But anyway, according to the Shach, the Mechaber and the Tur say are basically saying over here the same Chiddush, as in Siftas Vav, whereas according as in Yadalad, whereas according to the Taz, so there's a Chiddush in Tezvav that we haven't seen yet from Sif Yadalad. Okay, so how are we going to paskin? So one possibility, probably intuitively, after you saw this, you would say, look, the Shita of the Shach that Vesis Kavua is Oker. A Ktsar's Oker Aruka is Dochak in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. It's a Das Yachad in the Achronim. The Ramban is not Mashma like the Shach. So there's no Rishon that says like the Shach. Right? Again, it could be that Rashi and the Rash hold of him, but you can't be Medayah got anything from there. So you, if you stopped here, you'd say it's very hard to be Mekel against the Shach. So let's say, for example, she sees with Haflagos, 32, then a flag of 31, then a flag of 28, then a flag of 27. So when does she have to be Choshesh? After 27, she'll have to be Choshesh for 28, 31, and 32. Right? She'll have four Haflagos that she has to be Choshesh's for. That makes the calculating Vestos more difficult. So Rabbi Forrest writes, okay, but Rov Poskim are Machmir, you should be Machmir.
What, Machmir for the Shach?
Against the Shach. Shach's a huge kula. Rabbi Willig thinks you could be Mekel. How could you be Mekel? I could be Mekel, it's against all the Achroinim. It's against... So the Mishmer Satara has a diuk for the Shach from the Hilchos Rosh HaKatzer. Remember the okay, what does the Rosh say over there? Listen to this Lashon. It's an interesting diak. Okay? V'maisa regila liros l'shloshim yom. V'shinsa es vesta v'rasa l'esrim yom. K'shigia yom esrim tifrosh mibayla. D'chashin an shamay rotza l'shanu shetz vesta shahaya la l'shloshim v'lechboa osa l'chaf. V'im lo rasa l'yom chaf. K'shigia yom shloshim d'haynu adasar yamim. La'achar yom esrim, az tifosh mi baila, shezahu vesta kavuala. Right? What's his case over there? 30, 30, 30, 20, 20. You have to be choshesh for 20, and you have to be choshesh for 30. Why do you have to be choshesh for 30? What does he say the reason why we're choshesh for 30 in that case is? Because it's ervesis kavua. Mashma what? If 30 wasn't ervesis kavua, would you have to be choshesh for it? No. Why? Must be that vesis ktsar is oker the vesis kavua. Ah, well, once we have another Mad Rishon, then we could start talking. So now it's not, there's a Rishon that says like the Shach. Plus, okay, but Lamai, the Achronim didn't make that diuk from the Rush. So that being the case, since the Rush is Mekel, the Rive is unclear. If you look at the Madura Kama, he's Machmir, but in the Madura Basra, he didn't write Lachomer. He didn't write Lakula either. Could be he changed his mind. From the other, all the other Rishonim, we don't have a Raya. So we have one Machmir Rishon, the Ramban, one Mekel Rishon, the Rush. So since the Shach is also Mekel, and Vestos are the Rabbanan, then there's Makom to be Mekel. That's basically the argument, Lakula of Rabbi Willig, more or less. The Mishmar Zatara, even though he's the Baal HaRaya, still says you should be Machmir on the Shaila, and that the Minig is to be Machmir. But in light of his Givaldic Adiok, he says, Ein Limchos B'Mekilim. But he says that if you're Machmir on this, you could be Mekel on the Or Zeruah. Like Rav Eliashiv said, you could always be Mekel on the Or Zeruah when there's a Machlokas. Now, let's say you are Machmir on the Shaila. As I said, here in YU, the Minig is to be Mekel. Rabbi Willig is Mekel, Rabbi Sablowski is Mekel, Rabbi Neuberger is Mekel. But let's say you're Machmir. So does that mean you have to be Choshesh forever and ever? In other words, you know, how long does this go on for? How long does this go on for? Let's say she once sees after a haflag of 42 days, right? And then she has three shorter ones afterwards, right? So does she still always have to be Choshesh for 42? Or would we say no? That once you have three counterexamples of shorter ones, we could discount 42 forever. So the Shevet HaLevi is unsure about this. He says maybe it's correct, but he remains unsure. But there is l'chora a raya for this in the Ramban. The Ramban writes that it's ridiculous to say that a woman could have like picked up dozens of Vesto, Shein, and Kavua over the years and like has to be choshesh for them for the rest of her life. Now, the Ramban writes this explicitly when you have a Vestas Kavua, but it's mashma that you would say for Vestas Eno Kavua. And the Chazon Ish also in Pei Hei Lamed Zayin also assumes that according to the Ramban, it wouldn't go for on forever, though he doesn't give you any guidelines to determine when it would end. So the Mishmar Satara in chapter 7, Halacha 32, writes that he would rule leniently like the Shevet HaLevi after three times. So let's say she has a flag of 40 and then 28, 29, and 27. So you wouldn't have to be Choshesh's for 40 anymore. Rav Yashiv, though, he says, was only Mekel after 1 year or childbirth. And he writes, I don't understand Rav Yashiv. Either follow three times or say it goes on forever. Where do you come up with the idea for a year? But he says, I'm mevatel daiti before das maran. So you should be machmir for a year from your longest vesas. what was Rebbe Yashiv thinking? I assume Rebbe Yashiv was thinking something like we said for Rebbe Willig based off of the Truma Sadeshens, negative SS. In other words, remember we talked about the idea that a negative SS will not be created just by three times, but you need a lot of times. What's a lot? So that's what Rebbe Yashiv said, Mistama, a year. A year makes sense. I think the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that was also Mekel after only three times.
What does the year have to do with the
Kula Truma Sadeshen? Truma Sadeshen says there's a concept of a negative SS, right? But how long is a negative SS? Does it take to create a negative SS?
Right.
So a long time. Not just three times, right? A long time. So Rav Yashiv was giving you a shiur for a long time. He made it up, as far as I know. But that's where he's coming from, I assume. Rav Moshe is also Mekel like the Shach, though he doesn't explain why. It's in Yardei Chilek Aleph Siman Kuf Chaf Beis. Yeah, like Rav Willig. Like Rav Shach. Good. Now, let's go back and try to explain the logic of each position. Right, as we noted, the Shach agrees for a Vesas HaChodesh that it's not uprooted unless you show that it's wrong. Right, again, she sees on the 3rd and the 21st of each month, of the month, so the next month she'll also be choshish for the 3rd and the 21st. So, right, in other words, 3rd is Nakar when she doesn't see on the 3rd, and 21 is Nakar when she doesn't see on 21. We don't say 3 was Oker 21. So why is this different over here? So, there's two, I think, arguments that could be made to explain the Nikudas HaMachlokas. Number one, for Vesa She'eno Kavua, if you're not machzik it at the next possible time, then it's nekar, right? So if you have a hafluga of 28 and then 23, the re'i of 28 only has the capacity to create an iser on the 28 that follows. And that date came, and there was no re'i on that date, so it's gone. And that's because a vesheinu kavua only has the koach to tell you to be choshish for one time, the next time. That might be why, by the way, even though she has two re'ios, it's nekar after one, because it only has the koach to create one iser. And that's the view of the Shach. Whereas everybody else holds that Vesa She'eno Kavua is true until it's shown to be false. So here you haven't shown that 28 is false, because the only reason she didn't see on 28 is because she already saw on 23. But the Shach says no. Vesa She'eno Kavua only has the capacity to create one. That's one way to understand the logic of the Shach. The other possibility, I thought this was easier, is that it's only possible to have one haflaga, because haflaga is her biological cycle, and women only have one biological cycle. Whereas when it comes to Vesa Chodesh, which is unrelated to her biological cycle, but some type of external stimulus that causes the re'ia, like the 28th of the month. So then, if it's external, so theoretically, you could have two stimuli that trigger the re'ia. So you have to be choshish for both until you show that one of them is wrong. Whereas when it comes to haflaga, no, haflaga is her natural cycle. You could only have one cycle. Whereas then everybody else would be saying, no, it's possible to have two tracks, just like for Vesa Chodesh. Those are two ways to understand the machlokas here. Okay.
It's not like the Rashba's understanding of Vesa Chodesh. Or even he would agree that it's...
No, this is irrelevant. Whether you understand Vesa Chodesh like the Rashba or the Ra, it's still some external stimulus triggering the Riyah. According to the Rashba, it's the stimulus of the day of the month as Nikba Bai based in. And according to Ra, it's the day from relating to the Molad and the like. Just like the moon affects the tides, it affects menstruation. I don't know.
But why are we saying Haflaga is more biological? I don't understand.
But that's what is a Haflaga? Haflaga is her internal cycle when she sees every 28 days, every 32 days, whatever it is. So you can only have one of those. Right? It's not an external stimulus triggering menstruation. It's her internal biological cycle. When it comes to an internal biological cycle, so you have one of those. What is it? So she sees 42 days, we think it's 42 days. But once she sees after 32, we say, oh, I guess it's not 42. I guess it's actually 32 and not 42. It's one or the other, right? When we're dealing with external stimuli, you could have multiple stimuli that could possibly be the triggers. Okay. Good. Okay, we're up to Sif Tezvav. Let me ask you guys where you're holding before we go on to, because Sif Tezvav is very complicated.
I just got up to Sif Tezvav
today. Everybody else? Uh-oh. Vez Gimel. Okay, I don't want to do Tezvav without your guys having done it, because it's hard enough to follow after you've done it. But I want you all to get up to it today, so we could do it tomorrow. You have to, for this, this is just, when you get to Tesvav, you have to do Tesvav, read the Tor carefully, and then basically, the all avod and Sif Tesvav is figuring out what the Tor meant. So you'll see the Beis Yosef has one interpretation of the Tor, the Marshal has a different interpretation of the Tor, the Taz has a different interpretation of the Tor, and then the Nekudas HaKesef has a fourth interpretation of the Tor. That's what you need to figure out for that. If nobody gets up to it, then you're going to have to skip it, because we're going to have to keep on moving. And we're going to go on to Yud Zayin, which is Kfitzos. I guess it's unrealistic to tell everybody to get up to Tesvav by tomorrow. So, we'll wait till Wednesday. But I think everybody will probably have to figure out a way to speed up a little bit, because we need to keep moving. I don't know how you're going to do it.
We'll do Avelis.
Even if we don't do Avelis, you're going to have to skip us, speed up. But anyway, we want to do at least Avelis and Junzman. How do you turn this thing off? So we're going to, I think, anyway, you're going to want to do Avelis.